Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. For most of you, the holidays will be over, and you probably feel as if that was another life. It doesn't take too long to get back into the routine and forget those idyllic moments away from the workplace. In fact, sometimes it seems as if the holiday disappears instantaneously. Nevertheless, it's a great feeling to be off on holiday. Often anticipation of the break is half of the enjoyment. I always look forward to going on holiday. For weeks and often months, I dream of the mornings when I don't need to be up at the crack of dawn, when I can have a lie-in and not feel guilty about it, or the evenings when I can read my book and not think, oh no, look at the time, I'd better get to sleep. But then the holiday comes and goes in a flash and it's back to brass tacks. Not sure where that saying came from, but I know what it means. I really enjoy my holidays. I like the time to reflect, to meet my friends, to discuss everything under the sun, to eat, read, walk, do lots of other things as well. The Bible does teach the principle of taking time out. The Lord Jesus told his disciples to come apart and rest a while. Someone has said, if you don't rest a while, you will come apart at the seams. When God made the earth, he rested on the seventh day. It all adds up to the fact that we need time to think, reflect, rest, and enjoy the results of what we have been busy doing. Do you take time out? Or is time to think and reflect wasted time in your reckoning? I encourage you to make time to think. Think about life. Why are we here? What is it all about? We should all ask the dangerous questions from time to time. Ponder the imponderable. The best source of information on these issues, in my view, is the Bible. Christians believe the Bible is the Word of God, and that through reading it, you can discover God and unveil the answer he provides. The Bible teaches that everything starts with God. He made us. He gave us life, consciousness, language, imagination, intelligence, and the ability to believe. He also gave us the liberty to choose, but that includes good as well as evil. History records that we have repeatedly made bad choices. This is confirmed in the Bible. Listen to this. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You know, despite this, God sent his Son Jesus into the world that we might live through him, that we could get to know God better through his Son. He understands that our sin and disobedience bars us from knowing him personally. Like a good father, he holds us to account for our wrongdoing, but unlike most, he is willing to pardon our sin because his Son Jesus Christ took the punishment for us when he died on the cross. Why not take time out today to learn the truth about you and your life? To discover Christ is the answer to your deepest needs. To understand that you could turn to God and ask for mercy and he will respond. He's a good God, a faithful God, a God who wants you to know his blessing and salvation. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.